Hello everyone, and welcome to Charlotte U. I'm your presenter Daniel, and I'm here with your host, Claudia Pareko. Have you ever wondered what it would be like to release the biggest block holding you back from your strongest desire? Then you are listening to the right show, The Secret Power of You, with Terry Christine. Throughout our high-ranked shows, you and your loved ones will experience an influx of inspiration, information, and love in a new and profound way. Just tune in, live or on demand, and share. During our show, Terry helps people access love, abundance, and peace by clearing old energetic blocks that hold them back. She works with clients all over the world and continues to be a source of emotional and spiritual healing in the self-empowerment community. Terry Christine is an intuitive life coach and psychic medium specializing in clearing energy blocks. She possesses what she calls her superpowers. She is a clairaudient, clairvoyant, and a clairsentient. As an intuitive, Terry's able to connect to the source of the block, find out when this block was created, by whom, how old you were, and a description of the occurrence. This enables her to assist callers with shifting that energy out of their existence to allow room for the energy of a deserving life. On the first of every month, Terry offers PowerStream, online group energy clearing. Start off the month with a clean slate. Learn more by going to our website, charlotteview.net. Look under monthly shows, click on Terry Christine tab, and join PowerStream. Choose the best option for you. During this segment, learn about the blocks you take in and the secret power of you. Call and shift your own energetic blocks and allow room for a more deserving you. To join Terry through her one-on-one coaching, her six-week online program, or her group clearings, please contact Terry Christine at www.terrychristine.com, TerryChristine.com, or also www.facebook.com/TerryChristine. Mondays and Fridays at 12 noon Eastern Time, join Charlotte U and listen to our shows. Find out more at www.charlotteview.net under monthly shows. Now, discover with us the secret power of you.
Thank you, Danny, and welcome everybody to Charlotte U. Today, we are presenting The Secret Power of You, Erase Limiting Beliefs. Maybe it will surprise you to notice that your limited beliefs are robbing you of a happy life. Join us today and our special guest, Terry Christine, as she links your childhood experiences to your current everyday life, to show you the truth behind your struggles. We are taking live callers. Terry will connect to your energy to unleash the burdens of the past. Now, let's bring Terry to the show. So we start with, you have a great announcement, right? Terry, welcome to Charlotte U. And we are so happy to be one of the first venues to announce it to the world. So let us know the good news.
Awesome. Yes, thank you. It's an awesome day today. And Claudia, I'm so grateful for you. You're so amazing and just the space is beautiful. So yes, today's the day announcing. We are offering the newest in the family here in Charlotte View, the package that it's abundance and love packages. So it's actually pre-recorded sessions with the energy to help release in that deeper level of what you're holding within. And so this will allow you to listen to these pre-recorded sessions as many times as you want, all the time you want. You just put it in your earbuds on and walk around or drive around and do whatever and listen to them constantly. Because of the vibrational energy within the recordings, it's just the same as if it was live. And so when you're getting those recordings, you can constantly, let's say if it's on, we're releasing doubt, and it's a recording on doubt, then you can listen to it 3, 4, 5 weeks and know you're totally clearing the lowest of low levels within your cellular level of your physical being to help release every ounce of doubt that's within your being. And so these packages are at a really good rate, and they're here specifically for Charlotte View listeners, and it is my gift to you and the world. So thanks.
And it's easy to find them. So either you go to www.terrychristine.com or come to charlotteview.net and go under monthly shows. You're going to find Terry Christine tab. Click on there and you'll find thousands of arrows showing where to get these fabulous, fantastic programs and pre-recorded. Terry, this idea came because many people were asking you just that. They say, Terry, we go to your energy clearings and either one-on-one or go to your events that you have frequently or the ones over the internet, but we want more. And you answer that, and we want to thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome. You know, what ends up happening is just everyday life gets in the way. And so with PowerStream, which is the live online group energy that happens the first of every month, that, you know, we have children, or we have a job that's demanding, or a spouse or partner that, you know, we're having to take in or take over some of the parts that are feeling weaknesses in, meaning that the other partner could be working extra hours and so on and so forth, meaning that the person can't make that first of the month every month. And, you know, it's live. I mean, I do record them and you do have access for 30 days, but a person feels that they may have something that's so embedded that 30 days isn't enough. I remember when I was clearing some of my mama drama trauma stuff, and it was 3 months of listening to a recording to release all of the embedded, imprinted, blueprinted, sewn in limiting beliefs wrapped around the mama and daughter bond that we had, that I literally wanted to set myself free. And I listened to a recording, I'm not joking, 3 months straight, multiple times a day, so that I knew that I could finally set myself free. So with these packages, these, as I said, they are recorded, and you can listen to them endlessly for months and months and months at a time to help shift you out of what you feel that you're struggling with, or the burdens, or any of the things that you feel like you're missing in life. I'm here to help you set those free. And the package is about endless possibilities to open the doors so that you can fill your space with more of what you truly desire.
And you know, Terry, one thing that people should know about these recordings is that they have, under the same topic, like the one that you mentioned, doubt, you have a lot of clearings in different aspects of doubt. So I'm one of those persons that whenever someone contradicts me in something, I immediately go like, oh, maybe I'm wrong in thinking this way. Well, I can go to your recording, go to the one that really speaks to me, and clear in that moment whatever doubt I'm having without having to listen to all of it. Or if I really want to work on all of them, I can just do it, because walking with your recordings and with the podcast and having the ability to listen to them wherever and whenever you want is just, it's just amazing. And you bring them with your phone. So who's not with their phone all day?
That's right. Phone, computer, iPad, whatever. And it's good that you bring that up, Claudia, because when a person takes in a block or limiting belief, whatever we want to call it today, that they can take one experience that they're having between a caregiver or a sibling or whatever, and that in that moment the child has no experience wrapped around it except for what they're experiencing right there in that time and space. And that block or limited belief can be created with many caveats or many avenues or pieces attached to it. So an example is that, you know, you could be 7 years old and you're coloring in your room and you drew something for mom and mom's downstairs and she's getting ready to start dinner and she's doing, you know, laundry and cleaning and whatever, she's running around and you go downstairs, mom, here, I have this picture, it's for you, mom, I want this. And mom says, okay, I'll look at it, thank you, baby, gives you a kiss. And mom, no, look, sit down, talk to me. And then there's this interaction, and the mom's like, no, I'm really busy right now. Go do something else. And then you get this, you choose in that experience to say, I'm not good enough, I need to do more, I have to do something a different way, and I'm just not going to be, and whatever you choose. So you could choose 5, 6, or 10, or 20 limiting beliefs based off of one episode, one experience between you and someone or something else. And then when I am connecting to energy and I'm feeling that block and I bring it up by the age and what happened and by whom, then I literally attack that block in multiple different aspects. So instead of just going, okay, not good enough, boom, 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 I'll say not good enough, feeling free of letting it go, and feeling positive and whatever else that I add on top of it, but that I will hit it in all these angles so that when you are listening to recordings or coming to the live sessions and even this podcast and radio show, that I'm going to hit it in many different angles to make sure that it's like, I just saw it, it's like using a laser beam and going in and going boom, 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 and mm-hmm. breaking down that rock in there.
Yeah, because we all, whatever we have there that is limiting us, it's not just a pebble. Well, I hope it's not just a pebble, but usually it's a big, big asteroid that we have to destroy. So, yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah. And, you know, everything is energy. So you can run, but you can't hide. And even with the recordings that, you know, it's going directly to the vibrational level of that. I'd say cellular level goes right to that deeper aspect so that you can pull it up, pull it out, and let it go.
So, Terry, let's go to the erase limiting beliefs, which is topic of today. And, you know, everything can be found in this limiting beliefs. There's so many limiting beliefs that we hold dear and that many times we don't even know we are holding them because we have it has been proven true at least once, and then we have make it a rule for our lives, and then we just continue bringing that experience again and again until we erase those limiting beliefs. And we were talking before the show started that we have a lot of limiting beliefs around natural disasters. And right now we are facing, America is facing 3 of them at the same time, plus the ones that we weren't expecting. Oh, and I just thought of others. So it's like we have fires going on in California that are devastating California. We have an earthquake 8.2 that just hit Mexico with everything it can. We have a hurricane that is also going to Veracruz in Mexico as we speak. And then we have 2 other hurricanes that are coming to Florida and the East Coast. So many people I'm hearing and they are posting on Facebook and everywhere is like, is this a punishment from God? Are we going to die? Is there anything we can do? We are so little and weak and there's nothing we can do against this.
So I'm glad you're bringing this up. And first off, I'm sending huge bubble of pink light to the areas that are really needing it the most. And we all need this beautiful pink light, but sometimes with these trying times, as Claudia, you just mentioned, just to send that feeling of love and light from your heart to those spaces, to allow them to receive, to know that they are loved, they are supported, and everything will be okay. They'll work it through. So seeing something in your life as devastating or against you, of, you know, what did I do wrong, is really the biggest lie and mistake that, you know, the mistake of believing that, right? That is against you or to be created to you. When the energies of the world and of the planet always shift and change based off of what we feel, based off of the thoughts, because even though in our head we think ourselves as being separate, because when we look in the mirror, we have this shell, which is our physical body, as separating us from everything. Like we sleep on top of the bed, when we kiss, where our lips are touching a separate person and those kind of things. But we are all energy. Everything is energy. So when you have a thought, it's like a puff of smoke out of your body and goes into the collective consciousness, which I look at it as this area that sits above your head. And when we all are in this as one, and these thoughts we're projecting out as these puffs of smoke, and then it becomes a collective consciousness, then that can shift certain parts of the world. So an example is when you're visiting a location such as Haiti that already has very limited resources, you can experience the duality or the polarity that everything is really great, I'm grateful for what I have, or I don't have anything, and you can feel the energy being pulled down or the energy being sucked from you if you've ever visited those areas. And so in this case, when you have a devastating event such as the hurricanes, fires, and earthquakes, oh my goodness, it's even strange to even say it all in one breath, that it will cause that intensified fear, intensified pain, and the intensified, why is this happening to me? And so with gentleness that I say, that take these moments to reach out to each other with love, you'll find that when these moments that people, you know, all come together and you're like, wow, people really are beautiful and true. But know that what was going on in your life, in your head prior to these events, and what was your community like prior to these events, and what was the feeling around you prior to these events? Is it a form of coming together? Is it a form of sharing more love? Is it a form of creating a stronger bond to help one another? Sometimes in forms of devastation, the opposite, again, the polarity, is extreme love, comforting, and unconditional love. So having that and being able to see that allows you to embrace more of that and to shed your own internal love, as like I thought, and or as like I explained, the thought like comes out of you like a puff of smoke. The love from your heart expands out. There's energy from within that expands, and all of the others can feel it too. So reflecting back on what I said about an area that has a sense of loss or devastation, it can create an overwhelming sense of fear. So in this case, that you, as I just explained, to see the opposite of that in the polarity scale. So fear and love, fearlessness, right? Fear and fearlessness, and say, okay, this is what's going on in my life now, but I also know that everything on this other scale will get me through to that point, you know, and making the choice to say, I'm still here, I'm still standing, how can I serve and help others as I'm helping myself? Because that's really the love within it. So when I'm doing a reading, some people think that that reading or that that connection of energy that I'm working with someone is for them, when the true reality is it's for both of us. I just had a session yesterday that this woman was, I could feel her energy very similar to like an experience of devastation. And she had been triggered tremendously, almost in total doubt and total fear of not being able, the fear of paralyzed, being paralyzed, that she couldn't see beyond what she was living in. And as I was able to gently guide her energy to be able to see that, allowing her to trust what her body was telling her, and her body was saying, I am very heavy, I am very sad, and I know that whatever the feeling is, I can get through it and past it. Again, a choice. And as I gently moved and shifted her energy to the other aspect or the other realm of that polarity, right, which is trust, love, comfort, I shifted her so tremendously that she brought in all of that feeling that became an overwhelming sense of unconditional love and pure guided feeling. And I want to use the word hope, but in her sense, the hope, that feeling like I am now going to get out of this, right? And as I was feeling her joy and feeling every sense of what she pulled in and accomplished, I became overwhelmed with unconditional love and felt like I could just hold her like a mom. Just hold her and say, you are okay, you are safe, you are standing, everything is going to be all right. And so knowing that same story about that client is that you are the same. You are the student, teacher, teacher, student. And if you are living in one of these areas that you're feeling such loss and such fear, that going within to reach to the other side of the polarity of knowing you are okay, everything is okay, trusting all of that, how can I be in service? Because as you are that, you are receiving. So you understand that when you give, you receive just as much as just when I did with that session. So knowing if you can just go within that energy, how can I help to receive and to give all as one, then that's your space to supersize into everything truly is okay. Does that really, can you understand that part, Claudia?
Yeah, it makes sense. It's when you move to the opposite of that false belief that you are talking. So it feels that's what it takes. It's pretty much you shift yourself from one point of the scale to the other, and it's the release is almost instant. It's not instant because you are just shifting your attention from one set of mind where everything is bleak and horrible and dark, and then you just change and you go to the other one where there's light and hope and love and everything that is good. And it's just your attention that shifted.
That's right. And I also want to go a little bit deeper on this, trusting beyond what you see with your physical eyes, hearing beyond what you hear with your physical ears, and knowing beyond what your body is physically feeling, is being able to trust beyond that. Now, I am on social media quite often because I post quite a bit and I have interactions with the world and, you know, lots of friends. And I saw someone who's loading up three cars to go to a very devastated part of Texas. And one of the cars is filled full of animal things, like lots of animal food and animal carriers and things like that. And as I'm saying this, the other spectrum of this are the people and the animals saying to themselves, I want help, I need help, and I know that I listen to this one, and I know that I will receive help. And so these three cars that are leaving today to make their way to a certain part of Texas are coming to the people that are consciously and subconsciously asking for the help, and they will be receiving it very shortly. Now, who are these people? They will be random people because she has no idea. She's loading her cars and driving there to go to a certain area, and from there she's going to decide how she's going to be distributing these things. However, you see that your help is coming, but you don't see it with your eyes or hear it with your ears. Going deep within the trusting of that help and letting go, focusing on the limiting beliefs, letting go of how you think that help is coming. Just trust and know the help is coming. The help is here, and you are receiving it. And so allow yourself to receive it. However, let go of how you think you are to receive it. I don't know if you recall, Claudia, I was talking many sessions ago, many of these months ago, about a woman who I was teaching her how to manifest in a supersized way. And we actually were able to use it as a game for one of the holidays. And I consider Mother's Day to be a semi-holiday. You know, it's an event where, you know, you gather and you share extra love toward the moms. And so it was a holiday of the Mother's Day. And I said, okay, let's play this. And I told her, what do you want for Mother's Day? And she said, shoes. And then I don't remember if you recall this story that I said, but I said, well, let's really hone in and talk about the type of shoes you want and the brand. So she's like, I don't know, and I just want a pair of shoes. So I said, okay, I will say it. Jimmy Choo. So the first thing she said was, I can't accept that. They are too expensive. Number one, that's a limiting belief. Because what she thought in her mind is someone has to take their wallet out to buy them, to give them to her. And that is not, she totally limited how she was going to receive them. So I said, well, delete all of that. You can get them in many different ways, such as going to work and someone having an extra pair they gently use and don't need them anymore. And they're bringing them to work to give away. And, you know, you could find them in a consignment store at Goodwill. You could find them, you know, people throw away things quite often. And you could find them in road, you know, side, what do you call those, flea markets. And, you know, you could find them anywhere for very, 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 very pennies on the dollar and let yourself receive. And the same thing with being in a situation that is very uncomfortable and you could feel as if you've lost everything. When you've gained more, you've gained the opportunity to let go of the past. You've gained the opportunity to see life in a different aspect, more loving, more caring. You've gained the opportunity to expand your own inner love to be in service for others. I know that a lot of neighbors come together and start helping each other. I've seen numerous Facebook posts and everything out in the social aspect from CNN and all of that, and knowing that we are here to support and love each other in however it comes out, even if it's just a hug or a handshake or a gift of some sort, may it ever be just a meal or just a conversation. But this is the true essence of love and allowing yourself to receive love in every way, shape, and form. And to know that your limiting beliefs wrapped around whatever may be happening in your world is simply allowing yourself to look at the other side of the spectrum and gravitate your energy toward that which you want, which is the complete opposite of where you or what you are experiencing right now. It's very similar to a relationship and feeling that you're ready to end that relationship and move into something that makes your heart sing. It's making the choice to end that, making the choice to say that I know that I'm okay with ending it. The energy is not meeting my type of energy. I'm not happy within it. My heart's not singing. However, I'm going to move into where my heart does sing and being grateful for what you experience within that person. You know, I can go back and reflect upon when I was in that relationship with the father of my children and I 14 years of not having love. I don't know how much lower a person can get with not having the love of someone they truly wanted. I mean, I was begging for it, literally creating my own demise on top of that because I was becoming weaker and sicker and, you know, more and more about my health, but wanting and begging him to give me the love he couldn't give me. But as I sit today and I reflect back at that, this just happened to me the other day, Claudia. I was driving and all of a sudden he popped in my head. And I said to myself, when was the last time that I felt true love that I really, really, truly wanted and connected to? And then before he popped into my head, and when he popped into my head, I felt so much love. And I saw him in a pink bubble and I was gifting it back to him. And I was telling him how much I love and still love him, even though it was almost detrimental to me emotionally, physically, spiritually. And even though today he still is angry of the fact that I left. And I didn't leave him for anyone. Neither one of us did that part. It was just I needed to leave to save myself because I knew I wasn't getting the love that I wanted. He couldn't give it to me, physically couldn't give it to me. And he's still angry. However, I turn around and throw and grow more of the love toward him because without that experience with him, I would not be where I am today. And so being able to see whatever it is you're going through, and I know it's hard while you're going through it, because believe me, I was living it. But knowing you can get to the other spectrum, the other side of this polarity, and allow your energy to move with ease and grace, and live within gratitude and trusting, it does truly come to you. Whew. That's really big.
It is. So if we are talking about the natural disasters and we are calling people that are with this belief that, oh my God, all my world was destroyed and now I can do it all over again. I just don't have it in me. Can we clear that?
Yes, and you know, everything is energy. It can be on a smaller scale with one-on-one, and then you're medium size with a group, and then the world. And even though you may, and people that aren't even listening to us now or even on the recording, that we can feel and connect to them and move that energy toward them to feel supported and light and love and to let go and clear those limiting beliefs. So let's just hold that energy. I'm going to do some clearings I'm going to have to take some breaths here so I can really bring in that really powerful energy sorry yawning, but when I yawn, it's all that energy coming in. So it's a release of making space for that. And being able to clear all of the fears, or at least a portion of knowing you can move to what it is you desire. Move with ease and grace and clear the limiting beliefs that you have too many roadblocks, or you won't be able to get there fast enough, or how are you going to rebuild, or what's going to happen. So delete, delete, delete across to all time, dimension, space, and reality. Knowing that where you are, first let's take a big breath. I want to do this in a really big manner. Let's take a big breath in through our nose and out through our mouth. Making space for this powerful healing of the world. Knowing that whatever it is you're going through right here, right now, standing as you are standing in this space, you are standing. You are breathing and standing. Trusting and knowing. No matter what, right here, right now, you are breathing and standing. Uncreate, transmute, and vaporize across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Everywhere and anywhere that's keeping you from feeling cocooned in, wrapped in, locked in, boxed in, crowded in. Uncreate, transmute, and vaporize across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Everywhere and anywhere that's keeping you from knocking down those walls, letting go of those limiting beliefs, erasing them from your board, lifting them from your vibration, severing those ties from those lies. Delete, 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 delete across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Everywhere and anywhere that's keeping you from shortening the time span, cutting the timelines, bringing that energy toward you with ease and grace, like a magnet coming to you quickly, swiftly, eloquently. Uncreate, transmute, and vaporize across all time, dimension, space, and reality, everywhere and anywhere that's keeping you from seeing thy neighbor, loving thy neighbor, embracing thy neighbor, the energies of receiving, the energies of doing, the energies of giving. Uncreate, transmute, and vaporize across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Everywhere and anywhere that's keeping you from bowing your head and living in complete gratitude. The gratitude that you are here standing. The gratitude that you have the strength to help others. The gratitude that you have mind, body, and spirit to generate and manifest the complete ease and grace of moving forward in and out of this experience. Uncreate, transmute, and vaporize across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Everywhere and anywhere that's keeping you from simply knowing, doing, and believing that the energy of all that is, the trusting of this energy of all that is moving you step by step by step, even if it's baby steps, forward and freely with ease and grace and ease and grace. Uncreate, transmute, and vaporize across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Everywhere and anywhere that's keeping you from feeling complete and utter unconditional love from all that is, from feeling the energies from source light, from allowing it to encompass and wrap its arms and its strength and its energy through you, around you, above you, below you, vibrating with you. Uncreate, transmute, and vaporize across all time, dimension, space, and reality. everywhere and anywhere that's keeping you from releasing the fears of how can I, what should I, what's going to happen, delete. Allow yourself to smoothly, swiftly, and eloquently shift into high gear to move into the answers that you receive. Trusting. The more you receive, the more you trust, the more you trust, the more you receive, the faster you trust, the faster you receive. Trust, embedding it, breathing it, tattooing it on your forehead as T-R-U-S-T, 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 and allowing yourself to receive. Uncreate, transmute, and vaporize across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Take a big breath in through your nose and out through your mouth, trusting and knowing. With each breath in, trusting, and out, knowing. I am loved. I am supported. I am safe. I am standing. I am the solution. I am in service. I am in grace. I am in gratitude. I am in pure light. I am love. I am magnificent. I am the answer. I am love. I am that I am. As you repeat this and know this, you own this. You own this space. And within this space, you are. And so add what you feel you want to receive. I am safe. I am protected. I am growing. And focusing on all of that and that which you are not, meaning I am fear, I can't get through it, I don't know how. Delete. It's not for you to be doing this all on your own. Your energies, your thoughts, your words, your actions are the stepping in and the creation of that. And so it's not you doing it alone. It's your one thought that goes to the collective consciousness that allows the rest of us to help and guide you. So I am a magnificent manifester. I am safe. I am getting through this with ease and grace. I am grateful and I am loved. Uncreate, transmute, and vaporize across all time, dimension, space, and reality. I am love. So as you are feeling where you are right now, I want you to allow yourself to live within that space, even if it feels uncomfortable right now. But remember, allowing yourself to bring both ends of the spectrum together as one. And knowing that when you're living in that fear and that yuckiness and that what am I going to do phase, and trusting, letting that trust to peek out. I am safe. I am standing. I am a magnificent manifester. Bring it on for me to move forward into all that is I wish to receive. All that I am. And that spectrum is one. The same essence of allowing yourself to know it's not happening to you. It's a form of happening for you so you can move forward with ease and grace, ease and grace, ease and grace. Wrapping your arms around the energies, meaning you. So simply left arm to the right, right arm to the left. Hug, hug, hug. I am a master manifester. I trust and know and allow what I receive. Releasing how you want to receive it and in the time frame you are to receive it. Delete, delete, delete across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Another big breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. You know, thinking this, I just saw a flash of a girlfriend. She's from the UK, and she just posted something this morning, and she is an energy worker, and I've known her for about 5 or 6 years, and I remember her complete journey. And if someone could really know where she started and where she is today, literally just announced something today, and I remember where she was when I met her, and the fear, and how could she be this energy worker, and how could she be, you know, helping people in that capacity. And then, just as what you may be experiencing is that the feeling of how can I get to a better place, and then to have an earthquake or a fire or a flood happen, and then it's worse on top of that. Well, something similar happened to her, where she was struggling, trying to make ends meet in the UK, and her husband bringing in the majority of the income, and then she had a part-time job, and then she got they terminated her position, not because of her, but they downsized. So now that money was cut, and then her spending a lot of money to learn to energy healing and connecting into that, because you do have to learn it. I mean, all of us have it. But you have to understand what it is that you have. So she was learning that, and she spent a whole lot of money to get to a certain place. And then her husband had an accident, and then he ended up not being able to work. Now they have no money. And then her scraping every moment. Now, 5 years later, and what she announced that sets her in the space that income is abundant to her, that friends are abundant to her, that she's growing this private Facebook group quickly and swiftly. Within weeks, thousands of people are coming. And to know, yes, it took her quite a while and what it is that she had to experience to get there, but we also have to know, how much fear do we have? Are we trusting? Are we letting go of the limiting beliefs? Is there a lot of resistance? If you have so much resistance, it's going to take you longer. I'm sorry to say, but you must move forward and freely and trust beyond all that it is and muster every ounce of that trust. But knowing, as I told her story, 5 years later, where she is today, her husband doesn't even have, she has no worries. She's got it. And the unlimited abundance that is flowing through her as she is in service. And she kept on keeping on. And she never gave up. There were bumps and more bumps during that path. And that's why it took 5 years. But things that she had to experience in order to set her soul free from all of the chains wrapped around the limiting beliefs that she created and pulled in and owned. Yes, we do own limiting beliefs. That will keep you from the most powerful life that you ever want. So with all of your heart and all of your might, everywhere and everywhere that's keeping you from fully and freeing yourself completely and wholeheartedly to any limiting belief that's keeping you from knowing you can move through this, you will be all right. And everything will be fine. Uncreate. And through your throat. I just felt it in my throat. Uncreate and transmute. Vaporize across all time, dimension, space, and reality. A big breath in through your nose. And out through your mouth. In with the trust. And out with the knowing. Positive and freeing. And if you see that, feel that, Because when you're breathing in the trust and breathing out the knowing, what are you doing? You're helping others. You're in service. You are breathing out to know you got it, grounding yourself and breathing in that energy of trusting and breathing out of knowing and allowing that energy to be shared with others. Do you see how you can be in service just by breathing? Just by breathing. That is so awesome. How are you feeling, Claudia?
I'm feeling great. Yeah. it's one of the most amazing things when I started thinking, really thinking about life. And I came up with that, which you just said, is that breathing is the answer for many things, and breathing is something that we all do. So we all breathe, and by breathing, we connect with each other.
Absolutely, because the energies, again, you just look at yourself in the mirror and think you're separate because of that shell, but everything is energy. It comes through you. And, you know, people said, you know, oh, my God, I've walked into a room and it felt terrible or feels yucky or what just happened in here. And it is the energy that is expanded from others or within that space. You can even feel energies when you physically see no one is there, but, hello, there are non-physical and they can be in the room too. You know, that can shift and change the energies based on where you are. So that's why it's so important. Where are your thoughts? What are you feeling? And what guided action are you taking? Allow it to start with your thought and keep those thoughts positive no matter what your situation is. With the experience yesterday that I had with that client, and feeling her so low, so scary low, like suicidal scary low. And to be able to shift her energy to feel so empowered and so knowing who she is, all within that time space, because it's all energy and it's a choice. So allow your thoughts, choose your thoughts, and move into that which you truly desire and want. And if it's peace and safety and gratitude, move into that and choose it. Muster it all from within. And it all starts from the heart. It does. Truly does. The heart is a powerful mechanism. And if you live from your heart, you are awesome, and that heart-centered being is always right. It's always right. Claudia's heart-centered. You are, babes. I mean, the space that you hold, it brings the community together. You're bringing the world together. Internet radio is the world. And to be able to create this space with these amazing individuals, these healers and, you know, and these bright balls of light that you have on your show, and then whoever resonates and finds you and guides and comes like this magnet, right? But for you being in this amazing space to hold it for us to heal, learn, grow, I'm so grateful, Claudia. You're awesome.
Thank you. That's exactly why I'm doing this. And thank you for seeing this. So, and we know that with this clearing that you just did, we are reaching out to anyone that is going through those natural disasters or any big quake in your life, because it doesn't have to be a natural disaster. We go through personal heartbreaks that can really knock you down and clearing those false beliefs that you cannot make it on your own. It's pivotal for humanity, and because we have to shed this disguise of weakness that we all have and see inside of us lies this bright light of power that we can achieve anything if we just set our intentions into that.
That's right. And as I stated about breathing in the trust and out with the knowing, and your breath is in service to help others. Also, if you're listening to this, even if it's the recording, share it with others. Give them the sense that they can get through it. Give them a form of hope, even if it's a sharing of this recording. Help others. And remember I said, there are ways that you can give, even if it's a hug or just a conversation, but to share this recording with others so that they can have a sense of understanding, that they can move out of that dense, heavy energy of not being able to feel they can get past it, and knowing with their thoughts and their feelings and the creation thereof, and trusting beyond what they see with their eyes and hear with their ears, and create and become a master manifester. It is here for them. So please share this recording, share this space with them so they know that they can and will be okay, and everything is going to be fine. Everything.
And everything is. So we are reaching the end of today's transmission of love. And please, Terry, Christine, let our listeners know about that fantastic packages that you just created for Charlotte's Your listeners.
That's awesome. Thank you. And, you know, it's in the nick of time. I just feel like I just created so quickly to put this together with some solid program that will help you in every way possible. So it's the endless possibilities within these recordings. You can find them on the Charlotte View podcast right here on the landing page. Just click below. They're very inexpensive. It's $97 for 4 recordings and $147 for 7. You'll get bonuses. You'll get, you know, and it's a product that can help you endlessly, that you can listen to it any time of day, in the middle of the night. You can put your earbuds in and fall asleep listening to it. It will go to the deeper levels of your mind, into the subconscious. I do suggest people to do that when you have programs that have the energy clearing or subliminal clearing, that kind of stuff, to fall asleep with it. I got through a lot of things there's hypnosis tapes too that you just fall asleep, because now there's least resistance. Your head is not going, what'd she say? What happened? You're allowing your body, the energies, the vibrations, the words to go deeper within, and you can listen to it endlessly, and it is yours to keep once you, you know, purchase the package. But it's created for you with my love to help you in every way, shape, and form. And so please, help yourself to that and find it on the link here at Charlotte View. And I'm fully grateful and honored.
And thank you, everyone, for listening today. Remember, Terry Christine is back on October 13. And I don't remember the topic of October 13, but maybe you do, Terry. But if not, we'll post it on Facebook for everyone to know briefly.
I do it. Clear your mind of can't.
Perfect. So no more can do. So bring it on, and we'll see everybody back in October 13. So Terry, have a fantastic weekend, everybody. We are sending love and light, and you'll be safe in that, and the pink energy that Terry sent at the beginning. So we are covering everybody with this mantle of protection. And thank you for being here with us. Goodbye.
That's all for now.